Yella.
Oh, hi, Nick. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I could be doing better.
Oh, okay. I know it's Monday. We have to start somewhere, right? So I was just following up. You probably got the notifications, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file or if you just needed more time.
Well, my credit card information got stolen, and they're working that crap out with the bank right now, so it would be a while before they did anything.
I see. Okay, did they send you a new card to use in the meantime?
I ain't got here yet. I was going to cancel that junk anyway. All them people's a joke. I told them, I said, I'll send you pictures of what you wanted, and then every time it was always a fucking Indian that called me, and I told them some bitches to quit calling me. I wanted somebody who speak English.
Right.
And they still kept calling, so I just told the last Local Splash person, I'm done. I ain't dealing with it no more. Every time I called, it gave me some stupid computer. It was like, press this number for this directory, and they record all this crap. And I'm like, I want somebody when I call them. They pick the phone up, and I talk to a person, not a computer. It didn't
work
when I first signed up. And then they all of a sudden put me on that stupid machine. And then they couldn't ever get me verified. And I sent them all the stuff they wanted, or the links wouldn't work. And they made me ill, and I just said, I'm done.
See.
I got
okay.
frustrated and ill because nobody had ever – I'd tell them a time to call, and they would never call on time. And I'd tell them, call me either early in the morning or late in the afternoon, and they'd call me – or at lunchtime, then they'd call me at 2 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
When I'm working. I don't like it, Jim. It made me ill with them. I might cuss the last one out.
I bet you did.
I was very unhappy. I tell them something. I'm working.
Yeah.
I work Monday through Saturday. I work, 6 days a week.
Yeah, you're busy.
Yeah, I don't have time to sit there. And they wanted this verification and this, that, and third. I said, I told you what I wanted. I told them what I wanted for the website. They totally disregarded that. I've looked at some of the other ones y'all built. It looks exactly like them, just different pictures. I was not very impressed with it. I told them I wanted a plain website. Nothing fancy, no bunch of this, that, and the third. I was not very impressed with it.
So I need to give you some options, Nick, because if you recall, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 11th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us to cancel within 3 business days of that.
I was going to call, because my card just got stolen beginning of the month. I didn't realize when it renewed.
Right. So the thing is right now you're only past due for $349, but come June 11th, that will reoccur to $698, and that will continue to do so until this settles. So I want to give you a couple of options because you've had a lot of situations with trying to upload the photos for the Google verification and you don't like the pictures.
I told them people, I said, I paid y'all to do my website. I told them, I said, I'm busy. I don't have time to do it. I told them, I said, I'll send you what you need to be sent. I don't have time to do no videos. But right now, I'm 2 hours away from home working.
Yeah.
I'm never there to do nothing. I said, that's why I paid them to do it. And they told me when I signed, I said, I won't have no problems. I won't need this. I told them, I said, I'll give you the pictures of EIN, pictures of the stuff I needed. I tried to send it to them. Every time I click on the link, it fails. Or I send it to them, and they claim they never get it. And I got sick of that crap with them, and I told them I was not very impressed. It made me ill more. I'd tell them to call me at a certain time, and it was always either way too early or way too late.
Yeah, I see a note here that you like to be called at noon your time, right? Call at 12 noon, it says? Okay.
So they would always call me on wherever y'all at, whatever other time zone is, them times.
Oh, noon their time zone, not your time zone. I see.
Because it's different.
9 a.m. would be noon your time because we're on the West Coast. So, yeah, I see. Okay, so let me give you a couple of options because those pictures that you're trying to upload, that's a very important part of the process. Just to let you know what's happening behind the scenes there, is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have an address and to have a
valid business, right? I've talked to y'all's representatives.
Yes.
And I told them up front what I wanted. And I'm sick of them not listening to what I wanted, and I'm paying all that money.
Right.
That's what's made me ill. And that's why I said I'm just going to go ahead and pay what I got to pay, and I'm going to cancel that crap because they've made me ill for the last time.
Yeah.
I told them what I wanted. I told them, I said, I don't want to speak no damn Dune Coon. I want to speak to my who speak English. I'm from
right.
the South.
Right.
I can barely understand Northern people with their accent. You get
I get it.
Or whatever it is. I can't understand. No, not nothing racist. I cannot understand them.
Yes, I understand. I know where you're coming from. 100%.
And,
yeah.
And then I would call. I tried to call y'all to straighten the crap out about the credit card. Please press this for this trajectory or this call. You have to. Half time I'm driving a truck. I want to just pick the phone up and call somebody and not have to tell no stupid computer 10 different things to get to speak to somebody.
Yeah.
And that makes me ill because the computers can't understand me. I have enough trouble calling my bank to pay my bills that I have to go to that stupid computer.
Yeah,
but
I get it.
Deal with them. I want to speak to somebody when I pick up the phone. You know, it rings, somebody picks it up, and I speak English.
So let me give you some options, Nick, because I'm going to text you my direct line. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. If you use this number every time you call in, I always answer my phone calls live, so you'll never have to go through one of those computer messages again. The only time I don't answer it live, naturally, is if I'm on the other line or I'm in a meeting, but at least you can leave me a voicemail, and then once I see it, I'll get back to you. And I want to preface that by letting you know that I'm not a technician. I don't do programming, but you most certainly can call me every time you need something. And if I can't help you, at least I can get you to the person that can. You know what I mean?
I'm at the point now. I've been got my guy that makes my signs about to make me a website because I've how fed up I am with Local Splash. I felt like I was scammed. I've called y'all 5 or 6 times in the past. Since my credit card got hacked and could never get a hold of nobody. Never get a hold. It sent me that stupid computer. I tried to talk to somebody. I'd say representative. It asked for a bunch of crap. And I just.
Yeah.
I don't mind dealing with that.
I get that too, though. Any company that I call these days, they have that too. It's so frustrating. You have to sit and call and press all these prompts. And yeah, that's why I understand. So let me just give you an option, if I may, because I'd hate to have this, you know, create, you know, more recurring charges for you and make an issue to your credit and whatnot just because of the terms. So if you wanted to, you know, pay the $349 and settle it, you could do it. But it also says in our terms that first page placement takes 30 to 45 days. So it's always the second month where you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition for you. So you're
my big
right.
problem is I'm not computer savvy. I told them what I wanted. They blatantly disregarded what I told them I wanted. That's what's made me ill.
What?
I told them what I wanted.
Can you tell me more specifically what you wanted that wasn't done?
I wanted a website that was plain that showed what I said.
Uh huh.
I said my Facebook connected to LinkedIn. I said I'll provide the address. I said I can give you where my business is based out of. I don't want no email. I don't want none of that junk. Only thing I want is a phone number to call me. I don't want none of that to set up my crap and you have to set an appointment. I don't want that junk. And then I would tell them, I told one of them, I said, what do you need me to have? I can text you a link, has all my information on it. I have pictures of all this junk. All my important papers are sitting in a safety deposit box at the bank.
Yeah.
I do not keep none of them at home. I don't keep nothing at home. I live in a rough part of town. My house has been broken into 4 times in the past 5 years. I did not keep information at home for it to get stolen. I said, I'll send you whatever picture you want. And if Google can't verify it, that's y'all's problem. That's why I paid y'all. I said,
right.
I don't have time to sit here in front of a thing and do this junk. I told the woman, I said, they said, oh, I'm going to send you a link. And I click on the link, and the link would just crash. And it's always been, hello, I'm from Local Splash. How can I do this? And it's always in fucking English, every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like every time y'all called me, I felt like I was getting a call center when I call, like, T-Mobile or Verizon. That's what it sounded like every single time.
Yeah, if you wanted to, I could send you an email, and you can just reply to my email with that link of your photos, and then I can have the technicians upload them into that form for you. You shouldn't have to worry about doing all that.
I'm so sick of doing junk over the phone, because my problem is I'm never free, and when I'm free, I need to call and somebody be able to do what I need them to do. And I can never get a hold of y'all. Never get a hold of y'all. This is, if it's been this long and you're the first one that's reached out with done like this. This should have been day one, not however long it's been. I'm sick of the games. I'm sick of the drama. I just want to pay what I got to pay and be rid of it and never have to deal with it again, because I've done wasted this much money and got nothing. I still my own page. I mean, I don't care if I have to pay my local sign guy three times when I have to pay y'all. If he can get my stuff done, that's what I want. I don't want to be on my phone 10,000 times a day. I spend all day in a truck driving.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm in a truck. I don't have time to sit in front of a computer. All my accounting is outsourced. All my stuff is done. I send them when I got to send them. I put it in the mail and send it to them.
I'm going to help you out a little bit with your past due balance, because if your intention is just to pay that and then cancel, that balance includes $100 worth of extra Facebook ads. You don't need those if you're going to cancel anyway, right? So I'll take those off, and then I'll put you into friends and family pricing, and that will lower your past due amount to just $199. Okay,
I got a credit card. I'll go ahead and pay it. You know?
Yeah, let's do that, and then you'll get a confirmation in like 5 minutes that the account's been canceled. That way, you don't worry about any further charges. Okay, Nick. So, what is the billing address still the one on Boiling Springs Highway for the new card?
Yes, ma'am,
it is. Okay, and so go ahead with the number when you're ready.
5378.
Okay.
6899.
Got it.
1352.
1352. Okay.
1376. I wish I would have known earlier before I had done told my local sign guy I didn't give him a deposit to do it, because I've been so fed up.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, Nick. That's frustrating.
I don't know why in America y'all ever hired these stupid sand people to try to talk to people, especially from the South. Nobody down here can understand them. We can't even understand the ones that own the convenience store.
Yeah, that's true. That's funny. So what's the expiration on the card?
429.
429. And then the code?
456.
456. Okay. So now I'm looking at the website, and to me, it does look very plain and simple. I don't know what about the website looks a little fancy to you.
They want no damn pictures on it. I want a white website, a plain white website with blue writing. I'm simple. I wanted it to match what my trucks look like.
Oh, you just wanted it just like with text but no pictures, right?
Yeah, I wanted it to match my truck. All my trucks are white or yellow with a blue writing on them.
Okay, well that's easy.
I told them, I said, I don't know how y'all stupid people don't understand this. I wanted my business cards, my truck, my website, I wanted all of it to match.
That makes sense, because then it would help with branding. When people see your trucks and they see your website, it all matches,
yeah,
you know?
But
that makes a lot of sense.
I tried to tell them, I said, I don't want my, and they have pictures of concrete. I don't do concrete.
I see.
They have pictures of stone. I said, I don't want that. I said, I said, I wanted just a plain white background, blue writing, with a phone number, a USDOT on there, all my certifications. I mean, I don't know what they couldn't understand. They kept trying to upsell me.
Yeah, I want to try to downsell you on an idea right now, if I may. Since we already built the site and it's not the way you want it because it's got pictures on it and it has a logo and everything, but if you wanted us to do it just a plain white with the blue writing and just do exactly what you wanted, we could cancel the program and allow you to keep the website, and that's just $49 a month for the hosting of the site. So
I've done paid my local sign guy that makes all my letters. He's going to do it. He used to build them for Newark and these big, massive tech companies.
Oh, good.
I paid him to build me. I told him exactly what I wanted. He's done got it halfway done already. The only thing I got to do is I had to get y'all to shut the other one I have down so the website don't cross thing. That's the only thing I'm waiting on.
No problem.
I've been trying to get a hold of y'all for the past 2 or 3 days, and I get that stupid computer, and I want to chuck my phone across the room.
Oh, I know. I've had those prompts too. Even like calling like my medical provider or my homeowner's insurance. It's, no matter who you call these days, there's all those prompts, and it's so frustrating.
That's why I don't.
Yeah.
That's why everybody I use is local.
My local
insurance agency is 2 miles up the road.
That's nice.
I'm the one in the room by name.
Yeah.
I know my material from. I know one by name.
Yeah.
Even
that's
the people
good.
At the quarry, they all know me by name.
Yeah.
I don't like, if I'm not computer savvy, I don't like having to chase people. I've had to chase local Splash for the past, since I signed up, I could never get a hold of them. I have enough stress to deal with.
Yeah, I get it.
Work. I don't like having to chase people.
The good news is,
you're the only one that's been competent enough to call me. All the rest of them are.
Thank you for your feedback, because I can pass this all on to the head of their department and just tell them, like, look, the way they've been treating this client is very unprofessional. He didn't want anybody with an Indian or overseas accent. He wanted someone that's U.S.-based. He wanted a simple website, and he wanted to be called at a certain time. Like, how hard is that? So it's great.
I wanted somebody I can understand.
Right.
Speaks English.
Yep.
I want somebody that I tell them what I want, they can reciprocate it.
Right.
I tell them what I want. I don't want to be. Tell them the big thing. Stop trying to push your sales.
Yeah.
Not everybody wants to. My big thing is I used to work for a guy. I think he used some company like y'all, and he had brand new fancy trucks, brand new fancy equipment, fancy trailers, fancy T-shirts. Fancy bougie website, and some bitch couldn't even do work.
Wow.
If I hire somebody to work on my house and they pull up in a brand new truck, I never go with them. You're paying for that brand new truck.
Right. If
you see somebody at Home Depot and they got a 90s model or a 2000 model work truck, it's got ladder racks on it, and it's presentable looking, it's got plain letters on it. I mean, it looks like they use it, and they dress clean, and they dress clean.
Yeah.
They're not flashy looking. That's what you want.
That's smart.
You see all these people, they want to roll around and look like they're Mr. Bougie. It ain't about the look. It's about what you do.
Because they're increasing their pricing to pay for all that bougie stuff, you know?
Like I told the woman, I told myself, I want a simple website.
Yeah.
I'm a simple person. I want it just plain Jane as can be. I don't want to have to. You wouldn't believe the people that call me wanting me to make this website and that website. And I got on HomeAdvisor. That was the worst damn decision I ever fucking did.
Yeah, we deal with a lot of their clients too. Yeah, we have heard horror stories about that service.
They want you to pay this bunch of fee and that bunch of fee. I just told the bank to block their payments.
Yeah.
I try to get a hold of them to cancel it. They won't let you cancel it. Okay, you have to stay. So I'll teach your stupid ass.
Yeah, the bank could block it, couldn't they? Because I had to do that with my bank once in a company, and they blocked it. They should be able to.
If I call my credit union and tell them to block it, they'll block it.
No, good. Good.
I've been with my credit union for going on six, seven years now.
Wow.
About 15 years old.
Yeah, that's a long time. That's a long time you've been with your credit union.
I probably moved 20 or 30,000 miles a month business-wise just through that bank account.
Yeah.
They all know my name. I have no problems with them. I call them, they ain't no stupid, they're local. They ain't no stupid, press this for this, press this for that. I don't do that crap. I don't deal with that shit. That's my biggest thing. If I'm paying for something, I expect to talk to a person and not a robot.
Yeah, I agree.
The only reason I'm still with T-Mobile is I got stuck in that contract.
Yeah.
As soon as it goes out in February, I'm leaving them stupid people.
Yeah.
I don't like being held. I like to treat people how I want to be treated.
Yeah, I have T-Mobile too. I know it's hard to get through. And then they have all these security questions on file. I'm like, look,
you have to pay
no
like
problem.
$5 or $10 to go in there.
Yeah.
You have to pay your bill at the store.
Oh, you do? I didn't know that. They charge a fee for that?
They charge like $5 to $10.
What? That's funny. You would think they would be happy that you're there to pay your bill.
people want to pay cash, and cash is useless because you can't spend the shit nowhere.
Wow. That's
like you can't go to the quarry and buy nothing with cash. You can't go to the car dealership or the equipment place. You go in there with cash, they won't take it.
Wow, everything's turning digital, it sounds like. Yeah, that's
just so they can track the money, all it is.
Yeah,
they want control. I mean, and my big thing is, I pay so much a month just in bills and insurance. This is my, I've been a year and 3 or 4 months now I've been doing this legally.
Yeah.
And I got the website, I looked it up. I had to scroll to find the website when I looked it up.
Oh, wow.
It didn't even pop up. I mean, after I was scrolling, it never even popped. I had to specifically type the name of it in.
Yeah.
To find it. It wouldn't even come up on Google at the bottom.
Right. Right.
That's what I'm like. It ain't even on here at all. I had to specifically look it up.
Yeah.
Word for word, letter for letter to get it pop up. And then I looked at it. I'm like, this thing here don't bear. I mean, it looked to me like a fucking PowerPoint I would have made in middle school.
Yeah.
It was not what I wanted. It was not impressed by it. I told them what I wanted, and they disregarded it.
But you own the domain, right? Your new guy is going to use that, right? The Coggins Property Maintenance LLC.com. I think that's yours.
I think it out. I don't know.
Yeah, it says here client-owned domain. So I think we just built our site on your domain, but that's good because he can still use that. If once he builds the site and you look at it and you like it, tell him to put it on your domain. That way it matches your company name. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. But thank you for all your positive feedback. If you get a notification talking about a past due balance or it's going to reoccur, don't worry about any of that because we settled this with the 199. So any email that you received after that about your account being canceled, there is a confirmation of the cancellation in there. So that way you don't have to worry about any further charges. Okay.
I finally got to speak to somebody who speaks English.
Hey, that's one thing.
I'm trying not to say nothing offensive to some of them people. Because I know out west, y'all a lot more political. Y'all not as y'all softer than we are down here. Down here, racism's done by everybody.
Yeah,
it's a different world growing up in the deep south versus going. I've been up north, and it's a totally different world. I can just imagine it out there.
Yeah, no, I understand because everybody in my life has an accent. My mom's from Denmark. My dad's from Germany. My husband's from Samoa. Mm-hmm. So I'm very good with talking to people with accents and I can understand them. But sometimes people can't. My best friend in Chicago, she can't. Sometimes she'll go, huh, what did they say? What did they mean? And I'll have to kind of translate for them, you know?
Well, I'm from the deep south. I've never been to the big city. I mean, if I wasn't in Gaffney where I grew up at, my grandma's from Gallimus Ferry, which is like going to the beach. And she grew up on used to be a 4,000 acre tobacco plantation that my fourth great grandfather had like 600 slaves on. Like, it's a huge plantation. Ginormous. And that little town she grew up in, they's two stoplights, a jail, a post office, a mom and pop version of a Waffle House, and a Piggly Wiggly. And a little gas station. That's all there is down there. And there's churches on every corner. I think there's 14 churches in a town of 1,400 people. Ridiculous. But she grew up down there, and I spent my summers down there with my great aunt. So it was ridiculous. There. There's a lost one.